This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
206-803-ROCK. When did your kid ask you to lie for them or keep a secret? Or when did you ask your parent to lie for you? Give us a call, Rockaholics. Tell us the story.
One of the texts that just came in said, "Migs, don't feel bad. My son asked me to lie to him when he broke a plate when he was 3 years old. I thought it was a moment for us to bond, so I said, yeah, we'll blame it on our cat. Well, Mom got home, and they said that I broke it. I was like, you little turd. Lesson learned. After that, Daddy is never keeping a secret for you.
No trust.
Wow. Don't even blame it on the cat.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome. Could you imagine? You're like, oh, yeah, we're going to lie. We're going to say it's, you know, I don't know, insert fun cat name. Skittles.
It's a great cat name.
I think it's a good one, right? Yeah. Skittles did it. And then all of a sudden, no, Dad did it.
There was a time that I woke up in, I think this was probably high school, maybe middle school. I woke up and realized I'd forgotten to do a project, like a whole project.
Okay.
And we were making Native American masks for school. My mom made a paper mache mask and brought it to school, and I turned it in as if it was my own.
Wow.
That was probably one of the best lies that I ever did.
I'm starting to rethink working with this woman. Can you believe that we work with such a dishonest human being?
She paper mache'd a whole mask. It looked like a bird. It had like a big beak, almost like an eagle, I think, something.
Was she doing that while you were asleep for you?
Or no, like I woke up, realized I forgot it, and she got it done and brought it to school before the assignment was due.
So like the assignment was due like later in the day?
Yes.
So while you were at school?
While I was at school, my mom frantically crafted this together. A mask.
Wow.
And then I think there was supposed to be like some food component too, and she threw, I don't know, I can't even remember what it was that she brought that was food.
She just put like an apple on top of it.
Chips and salsa. I don't remember what it was, but she brought like some sort of a snack also.
So what was the conversation like then afterwards? Like, were you just like, thank you so much, Mom?
Yes, and absolutely.
How long were you on your best behavior before that kind of went away?
A very long time. Yeah. I mean, that was, my mom, grades were always very important to my mom, which is probably one of the reasons why she agreed to do it, because she really wanted me to have good grades.
So it really didn't matter about you not getting in trouble. It was more about you. It reflected better on her as a good parent. So it was really, it was selfish of her.
It was very self-serving, for sure. 206-803-ROCK. When did you ask your kid to lie for them or keep a secret? Or when did you ask your parent to lie for you?
So it's, I can't tell you the secret my child wanted me to keep, because that would be breaking the almighty pinky swear.
Yeah.
Oh, do you do pinky swear and then like the kiss?
No, we haven't gotten to that.
Oh, so you got to kiss the thumb. You do like pinky swear and then kiss the thumb.
You don't have to do that while looking at me.
You don't have to do that?
No, you just don't have to do that while looking at me. It's kind of weird.
I will not make eye contact next time.
No, we just kind of, we fist bump and blow it up. Or we pop it like a balloon.
That's the trust?
Yeah, pop it like a balloon. Let's go.
What is pop it like a balloon?
Well, I was just trying to figure out a way to tell her to blow it up when she was younger, and she didn't understand what blow it up meant. And it was like way too much of a, like right now, it was way too much of a conversation to describe it. So I was like, you know what she does know is how a balloon pops. So I'm like, just pop it like a balloon.
Bam.
Yeah.
I like that.
So that's our thing.
I like that.
Someone texted in, this one is next level. And I would imagine the son was more of an adult at the time. My son wanted me to pee in a cup so he could pass a drug test. Oh. Would you?
I mean, have I peed in for someone before? Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Barrett, your son?
No, okay. Not for my kid.
For Brad, your husband?
No, for a friend. I peed for a friend once.
Is this in college?
No.
No,
there would be no clean pee in college.
I was going to say, you would fail. You would fail miserably.
Okay. Yeah. But as a grown-up, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, did you offer or did they hit you up?
They hit me up.
I don't think I would ever, ever think to call up one of my friends and say, hey, I need a favor. No, you don't have to help me move. No, you don't have to help me do this. I just need your urine.
Just a little tiny bit.
And so what, did they meet up with you?
Yes.
With a cup?
Well, I don't remember exactly what the vessel. Oh, yeah, probably a cup. But now people have all these like crazy ways of keeping it warm and all that.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Like a hand warmer or something? I don't know.
I've heard hand warmers. Yep.
That's crazy. Totally. I don't think, Danny, you've never been hit up by a friend to do that, right? No. Sarah?
I have been asked for my pee, yes.
Did you have?
I didn't.
Is this a girl thing?
I didn't do it. Well, I mean, because I was on the straight and narrow for a very long time, so I was very sober, so everyone knew my clean was pee. And
your,
I had some
clean was pee?
Or my pee was clean.
My clean was pee.
My clean was pee.
So I hung out with a lot of sketchy people who asked me multiple times.
See, I've known some sketchy people in my life, but I guess I never had that relationship where they just never felt comfortable. I'm kind of now insulted.
I love that it was a parent child situation in that text. That is just amazing. That's next level.
Keeping it in
the family.
Let's just say, okay, fast forward 10 years from now. All right, maybe 12. I'm gonna wait till 16 before he starts dabbling that, Barrett. And he wants to get like a job at a place like, Mom, they're drug testing, and I've been enjoying the little ganja. Can you help me out?
I mean, my mom made me a papier-mâché mask. I guess
you
I got to pay it forward, baby.
You did it for a friend. You better do it for your son. Right?
I would do it, sure.
Wow.
Yeah, would you?
Hell no.
Really? Just let her suffer the consequences,
man,
huh?
I instantly was saying no, but then all of a sudden, the stupid parent side of me was like, well, I got to help him get a job. No, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it because the wrath from mom would not be worth the headache.
There you go.
I would rather say, look, find another job. Maybe you should consider doing radio where they don't drug test.
At least not yet. At least not yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.